We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Ryan Hickey, Antonio Grillo back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City, producing the show. John Fass will have an update here in about 27 minutes. By then, the Rams-Cowboys playoff game should be a final. 30-21 right now, pending the two-point conversion. Ryan, did they get the two-point conversion with 2:17 to go in the game, Cowboys?
We're still awaiting that right now. I believe the touchdown is being reviewed make sure Dak's knee wasn't down.
Okay, so the touchdown, they had, was it first and goal at the one anyways, wasn't it?
Second and goal, yeah, but still either way, they're at like
right, the right. So they were knocking on the door, and we'll wait for the official word there. They'll have to go for two if they get it. I assume an onside kick with 2:17 to go in the fourth. If the Rams win, they'll be off to New Orleans or hosting the NFC Championship game if Philly would go on the road. Could you imagine if the Eagles go on the road and win at Chicago and at New Orleans? What is it about Nick Foles when it comes to playoff football? He just has a different look. And you remember last year what he was able to do. And you remember on the Saturday Night Huge Show here on CBS Sports Radio, no way! You can line up quarterbacks and it's Foles versus Brady. I will bet my house on it. What happened? Hello, Nick Foles in a Super Bowl parade in downtown Philly. They have that swagger. If you're a Bears fan listening on AM 670, the score, Nagy, his footballs were tight calling that game. And you can't blame the kicker. He kept him in the game. So I'm not going dying of death threats. How much of a lowlife are you to tell somebody to go kill themselves because, what, your bet didn't cover? Your team didn't win? Really? And it's like, you know, on the flip side, here's what's interesting, is that you get death threats on Twitter for players after a tough loss, and fans are getting scolded and yelled at for throwing snowballs in Kansas City. Was anybody hurt? No. Is it mayhem if you're throwing snowballs towards guys with helmets on? You inside a stadium, as I mentioned an hour ago, my laundry list of things I'm concerned about, usually it's out of control drunk people. When I'm at a game with my kids, and again, I have kind of two scenarios when I'm watching a game. If I'm with my kids, I don't like them hearing somebody just swearing. If I'm with my buddies, it doesn't bother me. I'm not one of those guys that need a family-friendly zone, but just some common decency and respect. So, and I'm watching Reed, you know, use your head, man. Yeah, come on. You know, get Roger Goodell on the phone. Let's talk about the list of everything that's wrong with the NFL. All right, the Cowboys didn't go for two because they need to keep their hopes alive, so they kicked the single PAT. Touchdown is good. Are they lining up? Because I the TV's to the back of me, Hickey. Are they onside kicking, I assume, right? Or they have three timeouts?
They do have three timeouts and a two-minute warning, so we'll see. They're in commercial break right now.
Yeah, so keep us posted on that. Hickey back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. 30-22, Rams by 8. So the Cowboys have the two-minute warning, three timeouts. I don't think they'll onside kick then. That would be, and put it in their hands of their defense and see if they can get the ball back with basically four timeouts here in the final 2:11. And they'll have to score a touchdown and get the two-point conversion. So we'll keep it up to date on that game. And we did throw out our first huge question of the night. With the Chargers-Patriots tomorrow, and a lot of people like the Chargers on the road in Foxborough. I'm not saying I'm going there. But the question is, if Brady is knocked out in game one of the playoffs, turning 42 in August, is tomorrow the end of an era? We had the Boston tweet I read from at Saturday Huge, and it's the mass exodus. You know, Kyler Murray could be sitting there in the first round. Does Belichick think about the wide open space offense? Run pass option, that RPO, which is a sexy word right now in college and the NFL, and these kids have been running these offenses since they've been in high school while they're doing 7-on-7 offseason football. it's where the game's going, but it's still split when you look at these coaching hires. That Bruce Arians has had Tampa Bay. Vic Fangio, you go old school, guys in their 60s, he goes to the Broncos. And I think it's not really about the head coach there. It's about chemistry, and it's about finding a quarterback that can take you to the next level, because Case Keenum showed everybody that it might have been a one-year wonder there with the Vikings. It was interesting. I think Carlos Manares, a Detroit Free Press NFL columnist, wrote a piece I read today online where he said, hey, what if the – and I don't have the cap numbers. I know if Stafford's traded, it's like $40 million cap hit for the Lions. Von Miller is disgruntled in Denver. Detroit needs a speed rusher desperately. So what if the Broncos – and I'm not a capologist and I don't have both caps for the Broncos and the Lions in front of me, but what if the Broncos – traded Case Keenum and Von Miller to Detroit, and Stafford got a change of scenery? I'm not sold on Stafford. I think he's like Romo or Cutler. That doesn't make him a bad quarterback. Romo actually is awesome with Nance on CBS television. I'm not saying that because I do the Saturday Night Huge show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm saying it because I believe it. But that Von Miller and Case Keenum to the Lions, Denver gets him out of the AFC, and they would get Matt Stafford, who is, what, you know, 31, still a young quarterback. He's Jay Cutler. He's Romo. They obviously have talent to make it to the NFL and be successful in their respective colleges, but there's something different about you going to the next level. You watch Mahomes in his second year, you got to have some big Mahomes to step up and be Aaron Rodgers, or even in the Mahomes category right now, or Breeze. You know, Goff, I think he still has a ways to go. There's a lot of great talent around him, and I really like that the Rams finally were running Gurley, and I know Gurley's finally getting healthy, and that's where they're a different team. By the way, the Rams have the football, 2:08 to go in the fourth, 3rd and 7 at their own 28, up 30-22. Ryan, what's the latest on that game on the CBS television back in New York City?
So the Cowboys they kicked it off deep, and then right now the Rams have ran it twice for, I believe it was a total of 4 yards combined, so it's about a 3rd and 6. 2-minute warning, Cowboys still have both of their timeouts left. So theoretically, wow, they get one stop, they'll get the ball with about 1:50 left and a timeout.
Yeah, if they can get a stop here of 3 or 4 yards, they might get the ball, you know, around the 30. 25-30, their own 25-30, and they have to go length of the field and get the two-point conversion. 30-22, Rams on top of the Cowboys at the two-minute warning, so we'll keep you up to date on that game. It should finish, unless it goes to OT. Out in Los Angeles, rainy LA, snowy Kansas City. Tomorrow we get the Chargers at the Patriots in Foxborough. Then you get the Eagles at the Saints and Nick Foles. There's, you know, Mahomes looked really comfortable today. I heard Al Michaels and Collins were talking about it, and even I said, well, playoff football is different. And I think it's if the coach says, we're just going to do what we've done the entire year, that's why I go back to Nagy and the Bears. Where was that offense? Where was that creativity? It looked like they were calling plays just to get out of there and get to the next weekend. I get it's do or die football. But the Chiefs were rested, and they went back to what they were doing. And it's kind of like watching the Rams, that you give it to Gurley. I think Gurley really sets up the play action and separation, and Goff is a different quarterback when he has, when healthy, arguably the best running back in the NFL, and Gurley going. Yeah, the Bears, that was, Eagles defense played well. Schwartz is a good coordinator. He wasn't a good head coach with the Lions. I mean, he had Stafford and Ndamukong Suh and Calvin Johnson, and they still couldn't win a playoff game, even though the Lions haven't won a playoff game since 1991. Oh, my Lord. 1991. Speaking of the Lions, according to a tweet I read from some sports book, for what it's worth, September 1st, 2019, the likely destination, in order in terms of odds, for disgruntled wide receiver Antonio Brown with the Steelers. First spot, Atlanta with the Falcons. Second spot with the Lions. And then the report I read at CBSSports.com saying that the Steelers want a first-round pick. So Lions are, what, at 10, I think? Is that it? So my question was to my statewide audience in Michigan on Friday, yeah, it's obvious. It's a no-brainer about on the field. Off the field, though, you're a 6-10 Lions team with Matt Patricia, who has to go to the playoffs next year after taking over a 9-7 team that just missed the playoffs when they fired Jim Caldwell. Matt Patricia, the former New England defensive coordinator, and Bob Quinn, a former New England front office guy, they have to be 9-7 and in the playoffs next year, even if 8-8 got you to the playoffs. Or both of them a year from now won't have gigs. So if you know you need to win, maybe you give up that first rounder. I mean, most projections had them taking a wide receiver. So Antonio Brown, Falcons, that one kind of surprised me. I wasn't thinking the Falcons. But the Lions with Matt Stafford, because you're reaching a point with Stafford, what, 11 years in, where he hasn't won a playoff game. He only seems to show up against teams in games when he's trailing or trailing big, or other games when they're playing weaker competition. He doesn't have a great track record against teams 500 or over, and obviously no playoff wins, and he's had a lot of talent around him on offense. My Lord. Traded Golden Tate, who scored the game-winning touchdown for the Eagles in Chicago. Calvin retired. They got Galladay, who I think is a future All-Pro. They've had Marvin Jones. They had Ebron, and they traded him, and he's an All-Pro with the Colts, even though he didn't do anything today. So that Antonio Brown story, we'll talk about that later. We'll get to Brady. Is it the end of an era if they lose tomorrow? I'm not saying they're going to lose. I'll give you my prediction on that. And then the most attractive woman on sports television. I say it's Holly Saunders on Fox. Always has been since she was at the Golf Channel. You tell me. And also, ladies, I'm being an equal opportunity offender. You can tell me the most attractive guy. I cannot be on that list or nominated. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. It has gone final in Los Angeles at the Coliseum. Rams, hold on. Final, LA 30, Dallas 22. Oh, and here it comes on Twitter. Cowboy fans, Dak can't win the big games. You know, they had a great run. They gave him Amari Cooper, and they had a great run. I'm telling you, one thing I witnessed today with the Chiefs and the Rams, the bye week, especially the start of these games, was huge for Kansas City and for Los Angeles. So now it's win in advance. Chiefs will play the winner of Chargers-Patriots tomorrow in Foxborough, next weekend at Arrowhead in Kansas City. And the Rams will host the NFC Championship game if the Eagles beat the Saints. I don't see that happening on Sunday. So it looks like my projection will be Rams at the Saints and either the Chargers or the Patriots at the Chiefs. Man, that's going to be a good championship Sunday. And speaking of the Patriots, our first huge question of the night. If the Patriots get knocked off by the Chargers tomorrow, and a lot of people are feeling it, I'm not really feeling that, but for the sake of our conversation on this Saturday night, if they do lose, should Brady just walk? Is it the end of the Patriots era, dynasty? You tell me. 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And then I mentioned Cliff Kingsbury, the new Arizona Cardinals head football coach, that when he got the job, somehow I saw a tweet where he's like, dating Holly Saunders, S-O-N-D-E-R-S, she really came to life on the Golf Channel. She's doing Fox Sports and, you know, their family of networks. I think she's the most attractive woman on TV. So I'm asking you, the most attractive woman, and I'm talking sports TV, on sports television. And ladies, you can say the most attractive guy, but please don't nominate me. 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge. If you can't call in, and remember, if you get out of range for your local radio station, XM Sirius Channel 206, and also on the CBS Sports app, you can listen each and every Saturday night and at CBSSportsRadio.com. Let's go to Terry in beautiful Calgary, Alberta, north of the American border. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How's it going?
Hey, Terry.
Okay, before I forget her name again, Jennifer Hebshire, TSN, is the most attractive and knowledgeable sports lady on TV.
Yeah, now you get that combination, what you just said right there, that the best women I've ever dated, the most engaged women I've ever dated in terms of just great dates, conversation, are women who are well-versed in sports. That makes them more attractive sometimes than any physical characteristics.
Definitely. And for question number two with Tom Brady, I think he throws a wrench into Mr. Belichick, and he leaves after this season and goes south to Miami.
Ooh, there you see. Now, thank you so much for the call in Calgary, Alberta. I've been thinking about that, too, that Brady would try, you know, kind of like Montana in a Chiefs uniform didn't look right, or Michael in a Wizards uniform never looked right. I mean, Joe was a Niner and Michael was a Bull. But Brady in Miami, TB12, chewing on kale, in between series, could that work? You know, because Flacco, the story I read at CBSSports.com before the show tonight, that options could be the Jags or the Dolphins. And Brady's not going to Jacksonville. Anything with a Ville, Brady won't be connected. If you have a Ville, Hooterville, Jacksonville, it's not happening. All right? Anything with a Ville or a town connected to it. Anything remotely, and I'm not saying Jacksonville's rural, it's a beautiful city, but with Tom Brady, anything not hip, it's not happening. So we can look at what are the hip cities in the NFL. Hip. I would say Miami, and they're looking for somebody. Man, Brady. Now, remember, Ross, the owner, is a big Michigan booster. I think he has the business school, one of them at Michigan, named after him. That would be interesting. Amendola's down there. What else is hip? There's nothing. Oakland has Carr. Niners have Jimmy G. Arizona has Josh Rosen. I'm trying to think spots, realistically, where he could end up and play. That's hip. Yeah, Miami, that's interesting. Thank you for that thought here on our huge question of the night from Calgary on both sides. I've never seen the Hampshire girl on TSN. Why, Miami for Brady to end his career? Because it is... Kraft isn't going to get rid of Belichick. Josh McDaniels staying, they start to think, you know, he's turned down a couple of jobs or at least been close. Well, was before Wright got the Colts job, has he been told by Mr. Kraft that he's the guy? I mean, could, all right, so let's say the Chargers win this game tomorrow. Could that be the end of Belichick and Brady in New England? Could that be the end of both of them? I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Ton of comments coming in. I like to read as many tweets as I can, so please keep them coming. Angry Bear Hockey. I'm guessing this is somebody from Canada. Just a wild guess. Tweets at Saturday Huge. You won't consider her because she covers the NHL, but Catherine Tappan is talented and beautiful. Who'd the guy Hickey just say? Did he say Jennifer Hampshire or something?
Jennifer Hampshire.
Hampshire. Have you seen her?
I have not. I believe TSN is just in Canada.
Right. And this guy says, do you know what Catherine Tappan? Because you're young and you're hip. You're Ryan, you know, hipster instead of Ryan Hickey. Have you seen the Catherine Tappan?
Yeah, she anchors a lot of the NBC's NHL coverage. She's great. Great, very good on the air.
Okay, I did not know that. Okay, and then Dave is listening in Washington, D.C. He tweets at Saturday Huge. No doubt it's Kelly Nash, host of the MLB Network, NHL Network, ION TV, Baseball and Chill podcast. So Kelly Nash. Have you seen Kelly?
I am familiar with her work. Yeah, she's great as well as MLB Network.
Who would you, Ryan, if you had to list the most attractive woman who also is great at what she does connected to sports TV, who would be at the top of the Ryan Hickey list?
This is a tough one.
It is a tough one. That's why I don't like to ask the softball questions. Grillo goes, I don't have anybody. All I do is play Fortnite in Queens. Who is it?
You think about it, and
I want Grillo to think about it too, because he's kind of getting combative.
No, I'm thinking about it too. I have no one right now.
Are you guys? You know, how come every time, like with Graceffo or Horowitz, will give me anytime I talk about social life or dates or something, all you guys are like hermits behind the scenes. Come on, get a life, get out there. Smell the roses, okay? Thank you.
We'll try. No promises. Right.
We got Hickey and Grillo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. You want to join us live all across North America? Thank you, Canada, for jumping in tonight. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Again, a final. Rams beat the Cowboys 30-22. Big day in the NFL on a playoff Saturday.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
They're only two wins away from heading to the Super Bowl. Who will it be? Perennial contenders, the New England Patriots, led by the legendary Tom Brady, or will Philip Rivers and the LA Chargers punch their ticket to the AFC Championship game? The action kicks off at the NFL today, powered by Ram Trucks at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS, home of Super Bowl 53. Yeah, that Chargers-Patriots game is part of our huge question of the night. If the Patriots lose, and it could happen, great defense, Rivers is right there in the MVP conversation. If they win on the road and the Patriots are knocked out in the first round, is that the end of an era? As the tweet from Boston Mass, listening on the Sports Hub, said that there'll be a mass exodus. Now, could Belichick walk? Could Brady, as the caller from Calgary, Alberta, said in our last segment, could he do a Montana or a Michael Jordan and go finish in a place like Miami? I also had Chuck Meadows, who's a loyal listener, said Nashville's a hip city. I agree with that. But like I said, anything country, not just rural. Tom Brady, cowboy boots, 10-gallon hat. Singing with Kenny Chesney. I know Kenny's a football fan of Vols, and Peyton Manning has kind of hung out at those Kenny Chesney concerts in Knoxville. I just don't see it happening with Brady. And I don't think there's enough kale in the state of Tennessee for TB12. The Miami thing is intriguing. Hip place, South Beach, you know, probably gets an island somewhere, you know, by the Keys. Brady. The Brady Bunch Island. That would be, you lose tomorrow, and you're going to be 42 in August, all right, in the middle of training camp. I know he wants to play till he's 45, but I don't know if he plays till he's 45 with the Patriots. They got to let him play. And they're 11-1 team, I get that. But are they going to let him play till they're 6-10, and you want to see a old Brady in New England where you're remembering all the Super Bowls, all the rings, all the celebrations? No. So a loss tomorrow would be interesting because Chargers are more than capable of beating anybody, any place, right? Last time they played in KC, they should have won that game. All right? You know, when you look at it, Actually, they did come back and win that game. I'm getting my chief losses mixed up. When you look at Brady in that game tomorrow, you ask yourself, if they lose it, is that the end of the era? The greatest dynasty that the NFL's ever seen. The greatest dynasty. You can answer that question at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Rams are in the NFC title game. They'll play the winner of the Eagles and the Saints. If the Eagles win, that NFC title game will be at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. If the Saints win as expected, then that game will be in New Orleans. Heck of a. That could be like 65-63. Yeah, Chiefs did lose. That's right. That's when the amazing comeback by the Chargers on December 13th. That's when the Chiefs lost two in a row. And we're thinking, hey, you know, Mahomes, come on. They looked awesome today. They really did. Colts looked tired. You know, you're pushing after a 1-5 start. They look like they hit the wall. The bye week, I thought, was big. What the Rams, Hickey, was that number 274 yards between Anderson and Gurley? And I know some scrambles by Goff and a big one there at the end, but was that 274 yards rushing against a pretty darn good Cowboys defense by the Rams tonight?
Your eyes are not deceiving you. That is true. They absolutely gashed the Cowboys on the ground.
I had to make sure that seemed like a passing yards total. 274. That has to be up there towards an NFL playoff record for yardage, rushing yardage in a game. Could you check that, Ryan?
Sure, we'll effort that and get right back to you.
Oh, effort that. Ryan's well-educated with his East Coast education. We're going to effort that, Bill. We will effort it, and that was effort it, not eff it. Okay, want to make sure that we're all on the same page. So you tell me, is tomorrow the end of an era if the Patriots lose? Because you know what's kind of crazy is that we're talking about that question, is tomorrow an end of an era? But if they win, then it's Brady on the road at Arrowhead. Place will be nuts with Mahomes. Is that a changing of the guard? And what if Brady goes there and wins and they're in the Super Bowl and I'm doing a question about the end of an era? But if they lose tomorrow, I think that will be a headline tomorrow after the game. So join me at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I also mentioned that with Cliff Kingsbury becoming the head football coach of your Arizona Cardinals in the NFL, former Texas Tech coach, never even called a game as offensive coordinator for USC. When he signed, I mentioned that there was a report that he's dating Holly Saunders, who I think is a great broadcaster and the most attractive woman on sports television. Who's your top choice as the most attractive woman on sports television? Or, ladies, the most attractive man? Okay, I'm not being sexist. I'm already getting some emails. Oh, Bill, you're being sexist. Come on! We're all too sensitive. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to George in Los Angeles. A big Rams win tonight. How you doing, George?
Good, brother. How you doing? This is a very impressive game tonight. All I heard all week, the Cowboys, their defense, right? I said on the radio, several different people, that the C.J. Anderson-Gurley combination would make a big difference because McVay runs his offense through his running backs. And C.J. Anderson is an amazing pickup. He's only been there 3 weeks. How could the rest of the NFL not see this guy? And the bettors are really happy tonight because most of the money was on Dallas and it was 7-point spread. And I think the Rams will beat the Saints or the Eagles and go to the Super Bowl. And I predict they play the Chiefs.
All right. Well, thank you, George, out in L.A. Interesting note here from Bleacher Report about a wild year. The tweet reads this. This has been a wild year for C.J. Anderson. Cut by the Broncos, benched and waived by the Panthers. Waived by the Raiders without one snap, signed by Rams as Gurley insurance, averaged 149.5 yards for the Rams, and now a playoff hero. That is only in America. And I love this from Hall of Famer Charles Woodson on Twitter. This was after Vinatieri missed that field goal right before halftime at Arrowhead today. His tweet is just this, plain and simple. Now he misses in the snow and has over 36,000 likes. Talking about that game with the Raiders and the Patriots in Foxborough. I love that. Just, you know, with Sir Charles Woodson, now he misses in the snow. And we always get these playoff heroes. Last year, you know, it was Nick Foles, and it might be Nick Foles again. My Lord, if Nick Foles goes into New Orleans, and he beat Trubisky, but he got Brady last year, right, at Case Keenum in the title game when they beat Minnesota in Philly. But he got Brady in the Super Bowl for the big ring. Beating Trubisky isn't that big of a deal, even though Nagy's play calling was just... They put it in the hands of their defense, and Nagy has called a Kansas City-like game plan. And it was just his footballs were too tight in that game. I don't put it on the double doink at all. Also, on that double doink, the play right before the kick, he threw to the end zone instead of maybe throwing another little out pass or something to get some yardage. Playoff football is different, but you find these heroes in the playoffs. Remember Larry Brown, DB for the Cowboys? You know, and they'll turn it into big money. Look at Case Keenum, what he did with his run with the Vikings. He looked like a backup quarterback who was starting for the Broncos this year. So if you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Kevin in Massachusetts, thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, so I understand the whole possibility if the Pats lose tomorrow, end of an era, but what if Brady goes off for over 300 yards, 70% passing, but the defense ends up giving up one more play than the Pats did? I think it all depends on, like, if the Pats lose, which I don't think they're going to, it depends how they lose. And even if they did lose, I think Brady could come back even more focused next season, maybe realize he can't skip OTAs like he did this season, this off season, which I don't think helped. I don't think it hurt him, like, a ton overall, but it definitely didn't help. I think he could come back committed even more so if he does go down in flames this season.
What's the vibe in the Boston, New England area right now on this Chargers-Patriots game on Sunday afternoon?
Nobody thinks it's a lock. We all know it's going to be a tough game. I think we like the fact that it's going to be cold, and the Chargers decided not to stay on the East Coast this week. They decided to fly back. They were practicing in shorts and T-shirts this week when the Pats were outside, so I think that helped. But I think when you give the Pats, even though they didn't know who they were playing till last week, they had 2 weeks to game plan for either the Chargers or the Colts, and that's a big advantage with Bill Belichick.
Hey, buddy, man, thanks for the update on the Patriots. Enjoy that Chargers-Patriots game, and we'll see if it's a end of the era for the greatest dynasty in football tomorrow. Appreciate you listening on 98.5 The Sports Hub in beautiful Boston, Massachusetts. 1-855-212-4CBS, if you want to join us live, our huge questions of the night. If the Patriots lose, and I like them tomorrow, I really do. I like the weather. If this was in L.A., I'd be going with Rivers and the Chargers. But if they do lose, and you're wondering how many more runs is left with Belichick and Brady, you know, they still won 11 games this year. They're only two wins away from going back to the Super Bowl, but, man, that's through the Chargers, that offense and defense and Rivers, and through Arrowhead Stadium. That will be tough. Darren Bodd is listening in Canton, Ohio on 92.3 FM out of Cleveland. He tweets at Saturday Huge, if Brady loses, does Belichick break out the, quote, Brady has diminishing skills line like he did for Kosar when he was with the Browns? Between that and the drive, they can't get over it in Cleveland. Also, James C. is listening in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He tweets at Saturday Huge, my pick for the most attractive woman on sports television would be Ellie Duncan. Honorable mention would be Summer Sanders, who does a great job. I think Summer works for NBC's Olympic coverage, I think. Also, Angry Bear Hockey says, hey, I'm not in Canada. I'm in the U.S. There are hockey fans in the U.S. LOL. Those initials when people text or tweet me annoy me. The abbreviations, I can't figure it out. Talk to you later. Anybody over 18 using the abbreviations, you have issues. You kids can do it. My daughter wants to drop that. That's fine. Any adult texting with me or direct message on Twitter, Facebook message, or even tweets back and forth, when you use LOL, talk to you later. Thank you. You can't spell thank you? T-Y. I'm like, okay, T-Y? Are you talking about T.Y. Hilton? Everything I look at, I start thinking initials for sports. C.J. Anderson? Okay, what's going on? Anybody over 18? I'll go college age. Whether you're extending your collegiate endeavors to 24, if you use abbreviations while talking to another adult, you need mental help. Ryan Hickey, who's Ellie Duncan? What does she do? I don't. A lot of these names, I don't know. And I watch a lot of sports television. I have 9 million channels on my TV. Who's Ellie Duncan? Do you know?
Yeah, she's a SportsCenter host, but she does a lot of the morning stuff. So I think like super early, like 6 or 7 a.m. So if you're not an early riser, I don't think you would be able to catch her much. But yeah, she's very early on in the a.m. as a SportsCenter host.
Who's watching morning sports shows? I know you listen to radio shows at your local town when you're getting in your car or SUV and you're going to work or you're taking your kids to school or you're off to college, whatever it is. But who's watching those morning shows? Who's watching them? All right. So we have Hickey. How old are you? What are you, 23?
24.
24. And Grillo, how old are you?
22. I'll be turning 23 in a couple weeks.
I'm not pulling you over. Okay? Don't worry. Grillo, do you watch the morning sports shows on TV?
Sometimes.
Yes or no? Okay. Hickey, yes or no?
I do not.
Okay. Thank you, fellas. Incredible work the first 2 hours. If you want to join me live, 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.